In many countries, the way you speak reveals your class. But there are reports of a new accent emerging in England, one that is supposed to cross over classes. Linguist Jeffrey Nunberg has been listening, but he's not convinced.
For most of her tenure, Mrs. Thatcher never spoke about class, except when she talked about opponents who were stirring up class rivalries with the politics of envy. But her successor, John Major, has promised to eliminate class differences in favor of a society based on pure merit. In March, for example, he announced that the Queen's honors list would henceforth include people from the lower rungs of society, firefighters, secretaries, and the like. And now, as if to vindicate Major's program, the British press has suddenly discovered a new accent, touted as heralding the end of class snobbery in British speech. They call it Estuary English because it seems to have arisen among Londoners who moved to the new bedroom communities around the mouth of the Thames in Essex and Kent. It's a kind of gentrified Cockney. Speakers of Estuary English don't usually drop their H's, but they do replace the T's at the end of the words with glottal stops. There's a lot of it about. And they sound their L's so far back in their mouths that they start to merge with W's. Can you sell me a pail of milk? Actually, there's nothing particularly new about the accent. It began in the upper classes as a kind of linguistic slumming in the swinging London of the 60s, when the smart young things started to color their speech with a slight working-class tinge. Mick Jagger must have picked up this accent when he was a student at the London School of Economics. And this accent began to coalesce with a softened Cockney that was forming in the mouths of all those upwardly mobile Londoners who were moving to the suburbs, the accent you can hear from Michael Caine. Then the accent got a big boost in the 80s when it became a kind of badge among the young traders on the frenzied floors of London's financial markets. Nowadays, you can hear it from the younger announcers on the BBC, and there are even traces of it in the speech of Princess Diana, though it's unlikely that a glottal stop will ever occlude the throat of Prince Charles. Not surprisingly, the accents met with a certain indignation from some of the older debenture holders. There was a letter a couple of weeks ago in the London Times that called the spread of Estuary English horrifying and reviled the idiots on radio and television who speak English like the dregs of humanity. Of course, that's just the reaction the accent's supposed to provoke, at least for the young upper-class speakers who've taken it up. It's a way of tweaking pater and mater. Accent is a lot like dress, after all. People choose it for the impression it will make on their friends and family, not on some strangers 20 miles off. There's no question that something's going on in British speech, as the extremes in class and regional accents are being mitigated. But this isn't a sign that the nation is moving to a uniform classless speech, much less to a classless society. It would be well to remember that under Thatcher and Major, the gap between rich and poor in Britain has widened even more than it did in America during the Reagan-Bush years. What's happened, rather, is that class is becoming a more subtle business than it used to be. It's no longer signaled by the gross differences in dress and accent that set the classes apart 75 or 150 years ago, a time when Disraeli could describe the rich and poor as the two nations. Englishmen of different classes can meet socially now without going through the exquisitely painful dance of deference and condescension that's enacted, say, in the scene in Howard's End, where the working-class Leonard Bassett takes tea with the upper-middle-class Schlegel sisters. The rise of Estuary English is part of a wider democratization of superficial style. The Etonians are wearing jeans and Doc Martens now, and young East Enders are showing up for work in the city in Armani suits. But you wonder how much of this is for public consumption. Do they take off their accents with their clothes? I suspect that if you wake up Mick Jagger and Michael Caine in the middle of the night, they'll sound a lot more different from each other than when they're talking to Barbara Walters. Estuary English is a way of paying the classless society exactly what it deserves at the moment, pure lip service.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with Stanford University and the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.